Kenny Galladay, where have you seen his growth the most since he's returned from that hamstring injury?
I would say understanding how to continue improving as a route runner. That's a lot of young players in this league, a lot of young receivers. Running routes is not just a physical activity. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. There's a lot of detail that goes into it and sort of precision that goes into it, especially as you play more in the league, as you get a little bit older in the league, those things become really important. He's getting better at it, and he's going to keep improving. He's going to keep making plays for us.
Your three offensive line draft picks from 2016 started play every snap the last two games. You see maybe the future there, that side of the offensive line?
It's hard to predict the future. We've seen good things out of all three of those guys. They talk and communicate well. They tend to work well together. Obviously, they've been here together from day one, being a part of the same draft class. So it's three guys we're excited to have, three guys we think are doing a good job for us, and hopefully that continues.
I know there are a lot of different schemes and systems. Just what is your overall route running philosophy? I mean, is it extremely precise, or is there a leeway for the receiver to have some?
Well, we try to be detailed in what we do. We think being on the same page with the quarterback's really important. Because you're making some split-second decisions out there at quarterback. We think it's important to know kind of where guys are supposed to be or are going to be. But, you know, at the same time, you have some awareness. This is a football game. Things happen. You're going to get pressed. Things are going to change. Your foot might slip. You know, things like that happen. The timing is not always 100% perfect. But we try to be detailed with what we're asking our guys to do. We think that's the best policy, to be on the same page with the quarterback.
The reason Matthew can make the throws like he made to Ebron, the one on the deep crosser, and just being able to anticipate exactly where he'll be in that timing?
Well, I think that's a part of it. Yeah, I think that's a part of it for sure. Another part of it is getting a lot of reps, you know, sort of making that throw, sort of seeing guys run that route. You know, we can maybe throw the same route to a lot of different guys. If you pulled somebody in off the street, it's a new body type. It's a new guy that runs his routes a different way. You may not have that precision. So I think the reps together with sort of the precision that we're shooting for, that we're aiming for, those things do help for sure.
This is probably the last time we're going to talk to you this year. Why did the run game never come together?
My job is to do whatever I can do to help us win games. So far we've won more than we lost. There's a bunch of things we could do better. There's a bunch of things that we've improved from last year. So we've got things on both sides of the tally. We got to get better at some stuff. We got to keep getting better at everything.
Why did the run game not work? That would seem to have maybe balanced things and maybe given more protection.
Same answer. My job is to try to win games, and we'll find the best way we can to do it.
So did you not think that the run game was good enough to win games?
You can look at all the stats. You can write your stories that you've get to write every week on whatever you want to write about. Some things have been good this year. Some things have not been so good. We'd love everything to be great. We'd love to be top five in every stat. It's not how this league works. It's a competitive league. We got to fight for everything we get. Sometimes we have great years. Sometimes we have sort of good years in some areas, average years in some other areas. At the end of the day, got to do what we got to do to win games. Had some good and some bad at that.
One more on just Kenny Galladay and the route running. Is that something you see, I think, more frequently with small school receivers? Just the getting down the finer details, just a little bit slower process?
Maybe a little bit to that. I would say every receiver coach is a little bit different. Every offense is a little bit different. I personally know of some really fine coaches at some smaller schools that do really work in heavily detailed schemes. So I would say you can't make a blanket statement about that. Maybe there's a little bit of truth here and there to that, but every scheme's a little different. Every coach is a little different, and I think that applies.
I know you expect everyone on that offensive line to step up when there's injuries, but does it limit, I guess, the in-game adjustments you can make when you're down two or three guys and two or three, you know, guys like Rick Wagner and TJ Lang?
You know, you really value playing time, playing together with each other. As the offensive line, you really value those guys getting reps right next to each other, being able to communicate, being able to adjust as you go during a game. These things happen in the league. Different guys play next to each other. If you were able to start the same five guys 16 games in a row in a season, you would hope some of those things would be really clean on the sideline, in-game communication, those type of things. Just, you know, a little bit of it's just a factor of reps. So, sure, that's probably a little bit.
What's the next step for Marvin Jones?
Well, Marvin's going to keep getting better. Marvin, you know, I've said it a couple times, he focused on getting better, improving at certain areas this offseason. We're seeing that. I'm seeing that. I think he's playing well. I think he's playing with a high level of confidence. And I think he can continue to improve. I think that level of play can continue to rise. He's adding some different layers to his game. He's adding some different routes that maybe last year he didn't run as often or maybe as well, and he's improving those things, and he's really coming along. So Marv's going to keep improving, and I'm excited to see sort of where he ends up.
I mentioned this about him, that he's really, as a crackback blocker legally, he's really picked that part up. Is that accurate, Tim?
Yeah, Marvin does a really nice job, whatever's asked of him in the run-blocking arena. He'll block, you know, obviously receivers end up blocking corners a lot of the time. He'll be blocking safeties. He's blocking linebackers sometimes. He does an excellent job getting his hat in the right place, doing what he's supposed to do in those areas, and playing physically. You know, last week, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the touchdown run that Teon had, Marvin had a really nice block on the safety that I think played a big part in that thing. And Marv does a nice job. He takes some pride in it, as do the rest of our guys.
Hey, Bob, I know you got a game to prepare for this week, but as Mike said, we probably won't get another chance to talk to you. Just can you elaborate a little bit on what your off season? You talk about the players going out and getting better. How has your off season program, I guess, evolved in terms of your own self-betterment? Do you have any plans this off season?
Yeah, every year I'll be studying different things. Our staff will be studying different things with an attempt to improve, whether that's improving maybe how we teach something, improving maybe how I call a game, improving. Could be, obviously, we do a lot of self-scout every year. We watch every play from the year before. We cut them up different ways. And sometimes you come out of that saying, boy, I need to call less of this thing and more of this other thing. That'll always be going on. But I'll try to pinpoint some areas to improve and improve in those. So that's kind of every offseason. That's every time you have a big chunk of time to sort of get better. I'll be doing that same thing the players will.
Self-scouting process take? I mean, is it weeks, days, months?
Oh, it's weeks, maybe months. Don't know exactly off the top of my head, but we end up spending a lot of time looking at all that stuff. Sometimes it has to do with how much time you spend looking at different areas. But it's quite a bit of time spent sort of trying to get better.
What's impressed you so far about Teon Green and Michael Roberts' performances so far this year and looking into next year?
Yeah, Teon Green runs the ball hard, runs physically. He's got a certain knack. He's got a certain knack for running the football. He's a young running back in this league. He hasn't gotten maybe a million or 1,000 carries. So I think he's going to continue to improve running the football. And in different areas that sort of young running backs traditionally improve. Teon, we're excited about where he's heading. Mike Roberts is doing a lot of things well, really working hard. We put him in some different spots, and that's how the tight end position works. He's blocking, be that run game or pass game. He's running routes. He's catching the ball. Mike does a nice job. Mike's got I'm excited about where Mike Roberts is heading. He needs to get better this week, and then he needs to get better on the offseason like we all do. That's how, you know, sort of being a young player works in this league.
But not just stats, what you might call winning plays, and Teon in particular, 3rd-and-1 converted with an 11-yard run, 4th-and-1 converted, then the touchdown down there, and give you the lead. How much emphasis do you put on that as opposed to just raw overall stats?
Yeah, well, situational football is very important in this league. So when you're talking about short yardage, when you're talking about goal line, that's an area where Teon has come in and had some success, and those are big plays. So, you know, I think you can always sort of make stats look however you want to make them look, for the most part, bend them one way or another. But some plays are, you know, a 3rd-and-1 can be a vital play in a football game, and situationally we know that, and being able to convert those, that was really big for us last week. So,
Last question. You guys spent a lot of time developing a kind of neat gadget play with Jamal Agnew, different packages like that. Just curious, why not use that in a in a critical game like this past week against the Bengals?
I'm not going to get into the specifics of why we use a player or don't use a player. We're aware of what guys have done for us, what guys have contributed for us, and we're going to make the best decision to help win the game as a team, and that's what we're trying to do offensively. So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim.